AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden's vowing to lower drug prices for Americans through his social agenda legislation. One issue is Medicare not being allowed now to negotiate drug prices downward.
What I'm proposing is that we negotiate a fair price, one that reflects the cost of research and development and need for significant progress. Need for significant profit. But that is still affordable to consumers.
His legislation would cap out-of-pocket costs for Medicare recipients to $2,000 a year and limit everyone's copay for insulin to $35 a month. The Biden Justice Department has sued the state of Texas over new redistricting maps, saying that they discriminate against Black and Latino voters. Although the Cold War ended 30 years ago, President Biden will be discussing Russia's buildup at the border with Ukraine in a video call with Vladimir Putin tomorrow. That's also the 80th anniversary of the bombing at Pearl Harbor. Our Rita Foley looks back with one veteran's story.
As the Japanese bombs started falling, U.S. Navy Seaman First Class David Russell ran below deck on the USS Oklahoma, and he made a decision that likely saved his life. "I decided to get out of there," he said. He jumped over burning seas to a nearby ship.
"I just made a big leap, and I caught a hold of a line that was hanging over the side of the Maryland."
Within minutes, his battleship would capsize under a barrage of torpedoes. David Russell is now 101 years old. He'll return to Pearl Harbor for a ceremony in honor of those who died that day. I'm Rita Foley.
Medina Spirit has died. It's the 3-year-old racehorse that won the Kentucky Derby. Its trainer says it was a sudden heart attack. Jussie Smollett's taken the witness stand in his defense, denying that he staged a racist anti-gay attack on himself in Chicago. Stocks bounce back higher, the Dow up 646. This is AP News. There are already warnings about the next pandemic, our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Professor Sarah Gilbert says unless more money is devoted to research and preparations to fight emerging viral threats, a next virus attack could be more contagious and lethal. In excerpts released ahead of a speech, Gilbert says the scientific advances made in fighting deadly diseases must not be lost due to the cost of fighting the current pandemic.
Some Republican state lawmakers in Wisconsin are calling on the governor to remove Milwaukee County's top prosecutor after his office recommended just $1,000 bail for the man accused of driving his vehicle through a Christmas parade, killing 6 people last month. Daryl Brooks Jr. posted the bail 5 days after the incident. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm, who's a Democrat, called it a mistake by someone in his office. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.